Michelle Gomez is a 23-year-old single mother with no health insurance. She has a cold and came for medication to the free clinic in Arlington, Virginia, outside Washington. Gomez also is having a blood test because she has a heart condition. She says because of it, she can only work part-time and she doesn't make enough money to pay for health insurance.
I need medicine, and sometimes I get heart pains and I got to think about it twice before I go to the hospital because I don't have insurance. I know I'm going to get a big bill and I don't have a way to pay for it.
Nearly half of young adults work part-time, and so they are less likely to be offered health insurance at their jobs. The U.S. government estimates that 30% of young adults are without health coverage, compared to 17% of older adults. Gomez says she is in favor of health insurance reform, but she says if she is required to pay for even a small part of her insurance, she can't do it.
I think they should have done this a long time ago. It's ridiculous how you can't get insurance, especially if you're like a citizen, you know? Like, I think that should be one of the major priorities, is to get insurance for people, especially if they have low income.
Health officials say it's important to insure young adults even if they have few health problems. Nancy Palison, head of the Arlington Free Clinic, says their issues can become chronic.
It's very important for these young people to have health care, and to have regular health care, to have preventative kinds of health care, because in the future this will save them a lot of anguish.
Currently, most insurance plans allow parents to claim their children as dependents until they are 22 years old. Under the new legislation, young adults will be able to remain on their parents' policies until the age of 26. Ronald Perry works in a grocery store and says health insurance is too expensive for him. He thinks it should be optional.
Everybody can make their own decisions, and if you choose for the health care, you shouldn't have to be forced to do it at 26 or 30. You know, if you want at 45 and 50, you should be able to do it then.
Young adults are more likely to work in small businesses that don't offer health care plans. Isidro Duran is one of them. He came to the U.S. from Honduras 10 years ago and works in a small restaurant in Washington. He says he would like affordable health insurance.
I am nervous. I'm very concerned about it because you never know when you're going to need it.
Kim Lin Pham from Vietnam is a manicurist in a hair salon in Virginia. She hopes health care reform will allow her to buy reasonably priced health insurance. Pham says even when she's sick, she avoids going to the doctor.
Doctor and hospital are so expensive. I know that they treat you very well, but later on the bill, you are the one to suffer from the bill. The doctor not suffer from that.
Even with new legislation, the changes in health insurance won't begin for several years. By that time, some people in their 20s could already be burdened with medical debt and chronic illness. Deborah Block, VOA News, Washington.
Do 7.5 tonight.